So the question is, how does one create, build, and protect and multiply your wealth in a global interconnected economy where change is happening rapidly and constantly, and financial markets are rigged to benefit financial institutions and enrich corporate insiders? I've made it my mission to uncover how you can create, protect, and multiply your wealth in any economy, and have interviewed the top investors and wealth experts for over 3 years. I share what I've learned from them and continue to learn on my journey. I'm MC Lobsher, and this is Cashflow Investing Secrets.
Hello, everyone. MC Lobsher, and thank you so much for joining me in another episode of the Cashflow Investing Secrets podcast. This is the show where cash is not king. Cashflow is king. If you appreciate the content that we're putting out and want to support us, please smash a like below and please share this video with as many people as you can in your network. We're really trying to reach as many people as we can to empower them in times of crisis and times of uncertainty and in, quite frankly, just scary, scary times. In this video, we're going to cover how you can set goals to absolutely crush this coming year. Regardless of what happened in the past year, it's a new year in front of us. It's time to set your vision, to figure out the vision that you want for yourself, your family, and for your just your life overall. And once you figure out that vision of where you want to go, now you can set goals and targets to get you there, and then build systems and processes to maintain this and move you closer to those goals and targets and vision every single day. 95% of millionaires set goals. It's a pretty good metric. People without goals do not know where they're going. They live life by default, not intentionally. So by setting strong, powerful visions and goals and targets, it's going to motivate you every single day in this coming year to get up and go and get it and absolutely crush it. And you're going to set up processes, systems and processes also on the back end to help you manage every single day and live every single day intentionally. So goals are huge. One of the frameworks that I use is from Dave Osborne. I've interviewed him on the Cashflow Ninja show. He's involved with a great community called GoBundance. He's huge on setting goals, and he uses eight different areas for setting goals. Before I share those eight areas, I want to be very specific about what I mean by setting goals. Now, if your goal and your intention is to be a healthier person, you're not going to write down, let's just say, underneath physical health that I want to be healthier. That's not really a specific goal, right? And using the SMART goal setting techniques, which is specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time defined, we want to be very, very, very specific. We don't want to just set intentions. I want to be healthier. I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better father. I want to build a great business. I want to, have a great podcast. That's good. Not specific at all. I don't even know how we track and monitor that, which is very, very important when it comes to follow through on your goals. So not really the way that you want to set it. That's intentions. That's not setting goals. So we want to be very specific. So using that example about health, right? So if it's physical health, you want to set yourself a weekly target of how many times, let's just say, you're going to work out per week, how many times you're going to work out per month, and how many times you're going to work out that year. So at the end of every week, you're going to track where you are and if you're tracking towards that goal. So let's just say you want to work out 5 times a week. Well, you could, now that's a specific goal. If I'm going to 5 times a week, do 30 minutes of cardio and 30 minutes of weights. There you go. You can track that. You can monitor that. You can make sure that you are on track and moving in the right direction. I'm going to eat 3 healthy meals daily for, let's just say, 6 days of the week and have 1 cheat day. So 6 days a week, you know that you're going to eat healthy 3 times a day. You can even pre-plan your meals and buy the food to set you up for success. And then on the back end of that, you're going to work out 5 days a week, and there's 1 cheat day that you're going to take off. And then also you're going to get 8 hours of sleep. Now, there's a lot of wearables that you could utilize to track your sleep. You're going to make sure that you go to bed at a certain time, and you're going to make sure that you're going to sleep for a certain amount. Another goal could be a certain amount of water that you drink to hydrate, right? So that way you're eating healthy, you're hydrating, you're sleeping well, and you're exercising. And it's very specific of what you need to do in every one of those areas. So when it comes to health and physical health, you've got that down. You've got those goals. You're going to track and monitor it to make sure that you are on track. And if your goal in the beginning was to be healthier and lose 20 pounds, well, now that you've done all of that and you can track and monitor it, believe you me, you're going to lose those 20 pounds quicker and faster than you ever thought possible, because we're intentional and we're now tracking and monitoring it and we're following it through, and we've got systems and processes set up to push us with follow through on our goals. So I've used the example of physical health. So obviously physical health is one of the eight areas that Dave Osborne uses from GoBundance. Family is one. You could set family goals, whether it's for your spouse and partner, how many date nights per week, how many date nights per month, per year, quality time, certain things that you want to do, be very specific. So set three family goals for your spouse and partner, for your children, overall family goals, right? Very specific goals. Spiritual goals, whether it be meditating, whether it be praying. You know, I will meditate 6 times a week, right? Or 7 times a week for 30 minutes in the morning at a specific time. That's a very specific goal. Write those down. 3 goals under spiritual, 3 goals under family. We've covered physical health. 3 goals under physical health, and then get the systems and processes in place to follow through on that. 3 goals for intellectual goals. So intellectual goals could be learning a skill, reading books. You know, say I will read a book a week. There's already someone in my network that have bought the books. His goal is a book a month. He's got 12 books bought already. He's already set an intentional goal. He's going to read 12 books. He's already taken action on that. Learning a certain skill set could be there too. Very powerful stuff. So family, spiritual, physical, intellectual. The other 4 is lifestyle. You know, traveling, going places, doing stuff for fun, hobbies. You know, one of the things that I wanted to accomplish is juggling. And I'm almost there. One of my goals in lifestyle, for example, is to add another hobby, something to do for fun as well. So environment is another one. What type of environment are you in? What groups do you belong to? What needs to be cut out of the environment that you're in? What friendships do you have and keep? What friendships do you want more of, right? Set very intentional goals, 3 of them for your environment, 3 for lifestyle. And then business. 3 goals for your business, very specific goals. And then wealth, the management of your wealth, your money, 3 very specific goals. So those 8 areas again: family, spiritual, physical, intellectual, lifestyle, environment, business, and wealth. Set 3 goals for them each, very specific based on the SMART goals technique. And then once you've set them, now you got to take action and set up systems, plan for each and every goal of those, and set those goals for the year. Let them be big, let them be bold, because this is going to be an amazing year. And of course, with your vision leading you and setting big targets and goals and having the correct systems and processes in place and tracking and monitoring all of these goals, you're going to be able to achieve things that you could not even dream was possible. Again, if you appreciate this content in this video, please smash us a like. Please share with anyone in your network, because we are trying to reach as many people to empower them in times of crisis, in times of uncertainty, and in, quite frankly, scary times. Until next time, my friends, live infinitely.
If you are interested in learning more about cash flow investing, I have compiled the 21 best cash flow investing strategies I have come across studying millionaires and billionaires for two decades and interviewing over 500 successful investors and wealth experts. You can grab the 21 cash flow investing strategy secrets at 21cashflowinvestingsecrets.com. That's 21, the number, cashflowinvestingsecrets.com.